shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30 this morning, President Joe Biden is preparing for a high-stakes visit to Israel. What we're learning about his trip and the local troops that will be sent to help amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas.
Today, we'll get an update on the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Just ahead, why a hefty price tag could change some plans.
And we're dealing with a chilly air mass right now, but a warmer one is sitting back to our west. I'll show you the changes in our temperature today and the next few days.
Plus, almost 2 months into the school year, Durham Public Schools still trying to fill teacher vacancies. All new this morning, we take a look at the progress made and how the district hopes to fill the remaining spots today. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30 on your Tuesday. We are in our usual spots to get you started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. That chillier air mass Elizabeth was talking about, I don't know if that's a usual spot because I feel like it's here already, Elizabeth. It's chilly out there today.
It is, yeah. The chilly air arrived on Sunday and it will stay here until tomorrow and then we'll begin to see the warmer temperatures. It's a cool start this morning, 48 degrees. This is a live look at the state fairgrounds. They have everything all lit up. The gates don't open until 9 o'clock. I think the rides begin at around 10. So a little bit on the cloudy side for us this morning. So we have the top of the tower lit in pink this morning. We take a look at our temperatures. It's a little bit cooler this morning in the southern part of the viewing area than it was this time yesterday. 42 Southern Pines, 48 Fayetteville, 45 Clinton. It's 51 in South Hill and in Rocky Mountain. We see that 24-hour temperature change. It's 6 to 8 degrees cooler in the south, but it's actually 6 to 7 degrees warmer in the north. So interesting air mass that has moved into the area over the last couple of days. Our NC State State Fair Planner. Lunchtime, 63 degrees, and then we'll top it out just in the upper 60s for this afternoon. Warmer air is headed our way in the next few days, though. We'll talk about how many days we'll see in the 70s coming up.
With breaking news this morning, the man suspected of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third in Brussels has been shot and killed by police overnight. That is according to Belgium's interior minister. The incident that the government is calling a terrorist attack happened last night as Belgium hosted Sweden in a Euro 2024 qualifier soccer game. The shooter left the scene, prompting a massive manhunt. Belgium also raised its terror alert to the highest level. A Belgian federal prosecutor says the likely motive for the attack was the Swedish nationality of the victims.
Overnight, Palestinian officials reported Israeli airstrikes today killed at least 28 people in Rafah. That's an area in Gaza. The World Health Organization is warning Gaza faces an imminent public health crisis with limited water supplies for hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes. And more than 2,800 people have died in Gaza from Israeli airstrikes since the war started October 7th, when the assault by Hamas killed more than 1,400 Israelis.
In a strong show of support for Israel, President Joe Biden is preparing for his high-stakes visit to the country this morning. It was announced late last night that Biden will head to Israel tomorrow as concerns rise amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. Now, this brand new video this morning shows humanitarian aid convoys in El Arish moving toward the Rafah border, crossing into Gaza. This comes hours after Secretary Blinken spoke last night, giving significant updates. He says Biden's visit will reiterate the United States' support for Israel and its right to defend itself.
The president will continue to coordinate closely with our Israeli partners to secure the release of hostages taken by Hamas, including men, women, small children, Holocaust survivors, and American citizens, as an indispensable humanitarian effort.
We've also learned from CNN and Military Times the Marines from Camp Lejeune are being sent to Israel. This is part of the rapid response units.
Today, folks who drive throughout Raleigh will get some answers about the widening of one of the city's busiest roads. We're talking about the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. City Council will receive an update on it today. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Six Forks Road to walk us through why this could be delayed. Kelsey.
Well, Renee, we've been talking about this improvement project for a while, but the biggest update today is that we're going to talk about the cost and how the cost could impact everything. Now, this project is going to be a lot more expensive than what the city originally planned, and we're on part of that two-mile stretch of Six Forks Road right now that's being considered for the project. Take a look at your screen for a view of the entire widening project from North Hills to Lynn Road. The original plans for the project were estimated to cost $31.3 million. That number is now estimated to be $119 million. That's nearly a $73 million funding gap. Today, we'll find out if moving forward with the project is even an option. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not happen because of the cost. But we'll get a better idea of how all of this could play out once the city council meets today at 1 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Pay raises could finally be coming for Wake County school employees. The school board plans to vote today on new pay scales for workers. Employees haven't gotten the raises the school board voted for in the spring because the new state budget hadn't been set for schools yet. Starting pay for bus drivers would be $18.55 an hour, up from $17 an hour. Starting pay for Wake County teachers would go from just under $44,000 to $46,000.
Also happening today in Wake County, school officials will release a second draft of their student reassignment plan for next year. The current proposal moves up to 5,000 students into new schools. It's part of an annual effort to manage overcrowding and fill new schools. Most families could apply to stay at their current school just without busing. Some would have no choice but to go to the new school or apply for a hardship transfer. Many families have spoken out against the first draft proposal. For updates, go to the education section of WRL.com.
Now to Durham, where the public school system is still working to fill positions nearly 2 months into the school year. There's been a great deal of progress, but not every classroom has a permanent teacher. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham. And Laura, what is the district doing today to try and get the number of vacancies down to zero?
Well, Renee, Durham Public Schools is trying to fill about 120 positions. That is down from 200 when we reported on the last job fair before school started back in August. So today, that job fair will take place here at Hillside High School. And the schools that will be present are the ones that are dealing with the most vacancies. Now, DPS's executive director of recruitment tells me the school system has almost cut its vacancy rate in half from 9% last summer to 4%. This summer, currently there's 87 teacher positions still vacant. She tells me the greatest needs are K through 5 teachers, EC or exceptional needs teachers, media coordinators, and bus drivers, of course.
That has typically been a trend. Everywhere's finding EC teachers to go in and work with our students. Sometimes the paperwork and working with the students in the progress monitoring can play a part in that.
Now, she also touted retention bonuses and higher teacher pay as a reason as how they're able to fill some of these vacancies here in Durham. That job fair takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
We have a live look right now at the U.S. Capitol, where a vote is expected today to select a new Speaker of the House. Representative Jim Jordan secured the Republican nomination for the seat on Friday after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise dropped out of that race. And with the GOP holding just a slim majority in the House, it is unclear if Jordan has the votes to secure that position. He can only lose a handful of Republican votes, and dozens have said they're unsure they'll support him. 217 votes are needed to win the gavel. That vote is scheduled for noon today.
A 19-year-old man from North Carolina is wanted in Missouri for sex trafficking charges. Police and court documents state Julian Velez of Cameron uploaded a sexually explicit video of a girl under the age of 14 to TikTok. And when the girl asked him to take it down, police say Velez said he wouldn't delete it unless the girl sent him more photos. Police said the victim complied, sending Velez two more photos. Police in Columbia, Missouri, charged Velez with sexual trafficking of a child and enticement of a child. The Missouri State Court has ordered his extradition. Harnett County Sheriff's Office arrested him last week, and he's scheduled to be in court November 7th.
People in Raleigh have another chance today to give their input and learn more about how the city plans to spend its budget. This is the fourth in-person listening session. It's open to people, business owners, organizations, and community leaders. The city is asking questions for input on transportation, housing, parks, and the environment. If you're interested, you're encouraged to stop by Carolina Pines Community Center this evening. That listening session runs from 6 until 7:30.
The DOT started major road work in Garner for the next few nights. Crews will close Jones Sausage Road where it passes over I-40. And the bridge will close from 11 p.m. to 5 in the morning tonight and possibly Wednesday. The ramps will stay open, though. The bridge should be back open this morning in time for rush hour.
4:40 right now on your Tuesday, a new order for former President Donald Trump. Up next, we dive into the gag order a judge has now put in place for the federal election case. What Trump can and can't say moving forward.
Plus, why the Better Business Bureau says you should be cautious when using phone numbers at the top. Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant search results.
And we'll give you a live look right now. Lewisburg, Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center, tracking another cool start to our morning.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
444 in Wilson, it is 51 degrees. It's 48 in Durham and in Fayetteville. A little bit of cloud cover out with us this morning. We saw the same thing yesterday. We're going to end up with partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies today. It's going to be a nice day. Gradually, we see our temperatures warming on up over the next day or two. Tomorrow, our highs are back into the 70s. But it's a bit chilly this morning. Our temperatures are mostly in the mid-40s. We're seeing, you know, temperatures on the either side of 45. But, you know, it's chilly out there. Definitely a jacket feels good. You know, those temperatures in the mid-40s are really great for aerobic exercise. If you're out there really moving, those are nice temperatures. If you're not, you know, just looking for a stroll, our 5 o'clock temperature feels comfortable at 64, and we'll see a good bit of sunshine. Going to talk more about Friday's showers coming up.
Fayetteville police are investigating a death after skeletal remains were found in the woods. We're told the discovery was in the 3900 block of Bragg Boulevard. Police say the remains had been there for a while. It's not clear how the person died, but the chief medical examiner is working with Fayetteville's homicide unit to figure it out. We'll bring you more when we get this information.
The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says it's made another arrest in what it calls a scheme to defraud the Bun U Sports League. Richard Murray is facing felony charges because he's accused of intimidating a witness. His brother, Jamie Murray, was arrested last week after deputies say he embezzled more than $4,000 from the nonprofit. WRAL is working to learn more about the case.
This morning, former President Donald Trump is limited on what he can say about his federal election case. A judge issued a gag order on Monday. The order forbids anyone involved in the trial from making statements about potential witnesses or disparaging the prosecutors, court staff, or personnel. But the judge did not choose to restrict speech about Washington, D.C., or statements that criticize the government. The order also gives Trump the green light to make comments about his Republican rivals, including his former Vice President Mike Pence. But he can't speak about Pence's role in the case. The trial is scheduled for March of next year.
The next debate among the Republicans running to be the next president will air right here on NBC. The network announced it will produce the RNC's third presidential primary debate. It will air on television and be available on digital and streaming services. The debate is set for November 8th in Miami. The RNC will announce who's qualified for the debate in the days ahead.
Tonight, community members and parents in Durham are coming together to advocate for black students and their access to advanced academics. The event is being held at the People's Solidarity Hub from 6 to 7:30. It's being hosted by the nonprofit Empowered Parents in Community. According to data from the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, black students represent almost 40% of the overall student body, but only 8% of the academically or intellectually gifted students. Today's meeting will focus on plans to increase access to that coursework for black students.
Parents in Moore County can learn new details today on the school system's future plans. A specially called Board of Education meeting is happening this morning. It will focus on ways to improve your child's school. The meeting is set for 9. You can live stream the meeting on the Moore County Schools YouTube channel. There is also a second meeting tomorrow morning at 9.
Leaders of two major school systems met last night to decide how to split their districts down county lines. As of this morning, no decisions have yet been made. The Nash and Edgecombe County school districts are undergoing a demerger by July 1st. Four schools that are on Edgecombe's side of Rocky Mount will be handed over from the Nash district to Edgecombe schools, along with more than 1,600 students. No further details were revealed at last night's meeting. Some families have concerns about the impact the move will have on supplies, staff, and funding for transitioning their schools.
This week is National Pharmacy Week. Today, Wake Tech Pharmacy students are working to get their campus to roll up their sleeves. They are hosting a flu shot clinic today from 10 until 2. It will be in Building A of the Perry Health Sciences campus. The clinic is for staff, faculty, and students at Wake Tech.
Just because Alexa says it doesn't mean it's true. And you're asked to be skeptical by Five on Your Side's Kelly Arthur. She says the Better Business Bureau is warning people that the numbers at the top of Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant search results might be scams. Scammers are creating fake customer service numbers and getting them bumped to the top of search results. If you need to reach a customer service line, look for it on the business's website, a bill, a receipt, or another source you know is legitimate. Always on alert, right? 4:48 is the time right now, and you step outside today, it's a cold alert.
It is chilly out there. Our temperatures are starting off in the mid to upper 40s. We take a live look at the state fairgrounds. Everything is all lit up there, but of course the gates don't open for a while at around 9 o'clock this morning. At 9 o'clock, our temperatures won't be that much warmer than they are right now, expecting upper 40s. At lunchtime, mid 60s, and we'll see a high of 67 this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. It looks like a lovely day. We do have a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. Our temperature in Roxburgh is 46, 49 in South Hill, 51 in Rocky Mount, 48 in Fayetteville, 42 in Southern Pines. Our temperatures in the south are warm, are cooler than they were yesterday, anywhere from about 5 to 8 degrees cooler. Up in our northern counties, it's about 4 degrees warmer, so a little bit of a difference there, that cooler air finally settling down to the south. Our high temperatures today feeling comfortable, 67 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, and 70 degrees in Fayetteville. We had that chilly air mass that moved in here on Sunday, and it is still with us now, but it does start to move out. It will still be on the cool side tomorrow. We climb into the 70s toward the end of the week, but then this weekend, another push of cooler air arrives behind a front that comes through on Friday night. Cool mornings. A normal low temperature happens around 7 a.m. this time of year. Our normal is 50. We'll be tomorrow morning. We're in the mid-40s this morning. Tomorrow morning, 48. Thursday, 49. Friday, 54. So not too far from normal, but definitely feeling chilly out there. Our normal high, 73. So we're a little below that today at 67, but then we're in the 70s Wednesday and Thursday. It is likely to be cooler on Saturday and Sunday as we drop back into the 60s behind that front. Our temperatures will likely be above normal. We're going to be a little bit above normal the next day or so, but we move into above normal conditions next week, the 24th through the 30th. So it may be that our Halloween is nice and mild. We'll see how that plays out. We're looking at some rain chances, though, at the end of this week. On Friday night in particular is when we'll have the best chance of rain at 50%. Coming up, we're going to walk through the timeline for rain for the weekend. Right now, it's looking like really late Friday night, really early Saturday morning. So maybe fairly low impact if you're planning to head to the fair. Most of Saturday and Sunday look nice and dry and pleasantly cool with temperatures in the 60s.
Elizabeth, thanks. What's the longest you've kept a library book? Up next, how one library was able to write off a long-awaited ending after 90 years.
Four 54 is the time right now. This is a live look. Raleigh, good morning to you. Look at the clouds over Raleigh as we see right now. Those will clear out, but the chill is in the air. You'll notice that when you step outside this morning. Flag football is now an Olympic sport, along with four other sports just added to the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The organizing committee announced yesterday flag football, cricket, lacrosse, squash, and baseball and softball are now Olympic sports. To be clear, these additions are for the LA-based games, 2028 only. While baseball, cricket, and lacrosse have made it into games before, squash and flag football will be making their debut. Last time we saw cricket and lacrosse in the program, it was the early 1900s.
Tonight, marching bands from Cumberland County Schools will take the field for the 2023 Marching Band Showcase. It's happening at 5:15 on the football field at Terry Sanford High School. Throughout the event, 11 of the district's high school marching bands and the Marching Bronco Express from Fayetteville State University will perform.
A library in New York is finally able to close a chapter after a missing book was returned 90 years later. Larchmont Public Library received its copy of Youth and Two Other Stories in the mail last month. As you can see, the original checkout date was October 11th of 1933. At 20 cents per day over 90 years, the cumulative late fee should have come to more than $6,400. But fortunately, this library caps its late fee at just $5. So a little bit of a grace period there, for sure.
You might wonder, where did this book come from? Well, the library says the book was shipped to them by a woman who happened to find it among her stepfather's belongings when she was doing some clearing out of stuff.
Good for her to return it.
Very nice. An endangered species of bird will not be listed as extinct, at least for now. Federal wildlife officials say they are delaying a decision to declare the ivory-billed woodpecker extinct months after grainy photos and videos emerged that seem to show the bird flying through a Louisiana forest. In 2021, it was almost declared extinct because, based on data, the bird no longer existed. Officials say they will continue their research before deciding whether to delist the ivory-billed woodpecker.
Next at 5 this morning, the book battle continues for schools across the nation. All new this morning, we take a look at why the decades-long Scholastic Book Fair will now separate certain books into new categories.
Plus, the holiday travel season is quickly approaching, and so are rising prices. How inflation is forcing families to change plans for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And will it happen or not is a question a lot of folks have about the Six Forks Road Widening Project. And today we could get some answers.